consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to begin in Romans chapter 6. So if you can, find the Bible and join us as we consider His Word today. A couple of things I want to remind you about before we begin. We're running our special this month for the book Consider His Word. Now the book Consider His Word is a daily devotional. It gives you guides to read the Bible through in a year or read some scripture day by day. And it gives you a short devotional. This book was written about 10 years ago and have sold many of them. We've gotten requests for them, and our stock is limited. So if you want one, I encourage you to write as soon as you can. Now, for the month of June, the books will be $25. That is postage paid. You don't need to send us any extra. So just $25, and we'll send you the book, Consider His Word. And I'll tell you how to get it here in just a few moments. I'd also encourage you to go take a look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are many things you find there. You can order the book from the website, but also there's a tab there where you can contribute to this ministry. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we can't continue without our help. So if you'd like to bless us in some way, you can do that through the website. And also, while you're there, click on the button that says Contact Us. We just want to know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you write to us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. This is a little pocket notebook that slips easily in a shirt pocket or in a purse or a Bible case. These are absolutely free. We just want to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. So for the prayer journal, you can do that through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, if you'd like to receive either the prayer journal or would like to send a check for the book, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, one more thing. I'm kind of surprised that we've been getting so many visits to our Facebook page. And so if you'd like to join us on our Facebook page, just go to Facebook and put in a search for Consider His Word, and it should come up pretty quickly. And just like the page, you'll get some insights to the program. You'll get a few updates and things like that. Don't post every day, but if you'd like to join us on Facebook, you can do that there. Just do the search. We've been talking about how the gospel is good news. We really began in 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul was writing about the gospel and encouraging people about particularly the resurrection of Christ. Now, in New Testament times, there had been some confusion about the gospel and about exactly what it was. And I have a feeling if you went around and asked people today, what is the gospel? I'm not sure very many could actually tell you. First of all, the gospel means good news. So we've been talking about how the gospel is good news. Why is it good news? How does it apply to me, and what good news is it to me? Let me read this passage in 1 Corinthians 15 first, and we're going to go over to Romans 6, as I mentioned earlier. Paul said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you've believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The gospel can be boiled down to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, why is that good news? We talked about last week how it was good news because it demonstrated God's love toward us. Now, if you'd like to hear that message and you missed it last week, you can, again, go to the website, considerhisword.org, and all of the messages in this series will be there. So you can go check it out over there. But today, what I want to look at is Romans chapter 6. The second reason why the gospel is good news is because it deletes my debt. Or we could say it this way, that through the gospel, my debt is paid. Let's read the scripture first, Romans 6, beginning in verse 6. Paul, writing to the Romans, said this to them, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So what debt are we talking about? It is the debt of my sin. In that same chapter, in the last verse, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Paul expands on this a little bit and tells more about this back in the previous chapter, back in chapter 5, Romans chapter 5. You see, by his death on the cross, Jesus paid my debt. He paid the price of death for me. We spent a lot of time last week looking at Romans 5:8. "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." It means that he died in our place. The problem, you see, from the beginning was our own sin. All the way from the time of Adam, sin entered into the world. And the Bible says, "and death by sin." We continue on in Romans chapter 5, where he says, down in verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, was a figure of him that was to come." You see, it was through Adam's sin that sin entered into the world. And that sin from Adam was passed down and passed down and passed down and passed down. The day you were born a sinner. Have you ever noticed that you don't have to teach children how to sin? Nobody takes a child and says, "Now, here's how you lie," or "here's how you steal," or "here's how you gossip." No, they know all of those things already. Sin is in us. It's part of us. And by God's judgment and his perfectness, God declared that the only way that that sin can be paid for was by death. Again, the wages of sin is death. And so that debt of sin is upon every person and upon every man. But when Jesus died on the cross, his death paid our sin debt. You read from 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, "For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Now I want you to notice that. To obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. All through the scripture, the Bible speaks about how the death of Jesus paid for our sin. And that sin was paid by the atonement of Jesus. In verse 11 of Romans 5, let me go back and read verse 10. He says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Atonement is a word that you don't hear very often, that we don't speak of very often, but to Jewish readers, they knew exactly what it was. You see, the atonement was from the Old Testament. When God instructed his people once a year to bring two lambs to the temple, to one of those lambs, they would put their hands upon that lamb and confess all of the sins of the people for that year. That lamb was then taken into the temple and way back into an inner chamber called the Holy of Holies. And there that lamb would be slain. That lamb would be sacrificed for the sins of the people. The second lamb was also, all of their sin was laid upon that lamb, and he was turned loose, and he was called the scapegoat. And you see, just like the sin of the people was laid on that lamb, remember what John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus coming? "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." And when Jesus died on the cross, he took our sin upon himself and died with that sin upon himself, and our sin debt was paid. Now, it's important that you trust Christ as your own personal Savior, that you know him so that blood is applied to you. Do you know him? Have you trusted him? Is your sin debt paid by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Thanks for listening today. Our time is gone. Join us again next week when we once again consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.